بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Continuing in the chapter the author he had mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب استقبال القبلة باب استقبال القبلة The chapter with regards to the clarification of the rulings and regulations related to facing the qibla and the proper direction in the salah. And we have seen in our previous class, alhamdulillah, that facing the qibla, yani the Kaaba in Mecca, this is a condition from the conditions of the correctness of the prayer, shartun li sihhat as-salah. And that the prayer is not correct except by establishing this condition. And this is with regards to the obligatory prayer and the non-obligatory prayer. That it is a condition and a requirement for the correctness of the salah that the person who is going to pray, he must face the qibla. He must face the qibla in the obligatory prayer and likewise in the non-obligatory prayer. And this condition will fall off in the case of the one who is not able to. For example, if he's sick and he cannot move. Or, for example, if he's in a situation where he's not able to face the Qibla and the time of the prayer has come, then he will pray in the direction that he is in. And he will face the direction that he is in. And his prayer will be correct. And this is for the person who is not able to. Because of a sickness, for example, or if he's on an airplane, for example, and he has to pray the obligatory prayer, and he's not going to land before the time. He's not going to land while the time is still in. And the prayer is going to go out before he lands. Then he will, and if he was not able to face the qibla, if he was prohibited, for example, and they would not allow him to stand and face the qibla, then the obligation of standing would fall off, and likewise the obligation of facing the qibla in this situation. And as long as he is able to, he has to face the qibla, and it's a condition for the correctness of the prayer. And likewise, there was an exception with regards to that, and that is for the one who is traveling while he is riding. While he's riding and he's performing a non-obligatory prayer. The one who is traveling while he is riding and performing a non-obligatory prayer, it's allowed for him to leave this condition and not fulfill it and to pray in the direction that he's traveling, and his prayer will be correct. So then we see that istiqbal al-qibla shartun li sihhat as-salah. To face the qibla, this is a condition for the correctness of the prayer. And this is established in the Quran and likewise in the Sunnah and as well by al-ijma' and the consensus of the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, فَوَلِّ وَجَّهَكَ شَطَرَ مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ and turn your face into the direction of al-masjid al-haram. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ And turn your face into the direction, and turn towards and face the direction of al-masjid al-haram, which is intended by this here is the Kaaba, and this is the Qibla, and the direction for the believers to face. And this is a command in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, it has been collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the hadith will come, inshallah, in this work that we are studying. But from in a portion of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told a man, he said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأَسْبِغْ الْوُضُوءِ ثُمْ اسْتَقْبِلْ الْقِبْلَةَ فَكَبِّرْ If you stand for the prayer, then make the wudu and the ablution properly, and then face the qibla and make takbir. So therefore, it's clear that it has been commanded. This is a commandment and is condition and requirement. And these are from the evidences that indicate this. Likewise, al-Hafidh al-Nawawi. Likewise, al-Hafidh al-Nawawi wal-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they have mentioned a consensus from the people of knowledge with regards to this. So therefore, it's an obligation and it is a requirement and condition of the correctness of the prayer to face the Qibla during the Salah. And in the beginning of the obligation of the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was in Mecca and he used to face the Kaaba, but at the same time he would be facing Bayt al-Maqdis in Al-Quds, in Jerusalem. Now, so he would put the Kaaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam between him and Bayt al-Maqdis, between him and Bayt al-Maqdis. So he's facing both of them at the same time. And then whenever he was commanded with Hijrah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was in Medina. And then he prayed facing the Bayt al-Maqdis. He prayed facing Bayt al-Maqdis for approximately 16 months. And he was hoping and he was wanting sallallahu alayhi wasallam and hoping that Allah would change the Qibla to the Kaaba, which was the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is something that occurred in the second year, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he responded to the hopes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his supplication, and the Qibla was changed and the direction was changed from Bayt al-Maqdis to the Kaaba. And the author, he mentioned a narration about this. Inshallah, we will discuss this issue in these classes, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So he mentioned Babu Istiqbal al-Qibla, the chapter with regards to facing the Qibla. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسبح على ظهر راحلته حيث كان وجهه يومئ برأسه وكان ابن عمر يفعله. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما. And he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to pray the non-obligatory prayer on the back of his riding animal while with facing the direction that it was facing, in whatever direction it was facing. And he would point or indicate with his head, and he meaning for the ruku' and the sujood. And also Ibn Umar, he used to do this. Radiallahu anhumah. The author, he says, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in one narration, كَانَ يُوتِرُ عَلَى بَعِيرِهِ. In one narration, it's mentioned that he used to make the witr on his camel, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The author, he says, وَلِمُسْلِمٍ, and in one wording by Al-Imam Muslim, غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهَا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ, except that he would not pray the obligatory prayer on the riding animal, except that he would not pray the obligatory prayer on the riding animal. And the author, he mentions walil Bukhari, and in one wording by al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, illa al-fara'id, except for the obligatory prayers, except for the obligatory prayers. So in this narration from Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he's clarifying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to pray the non-obligatory prayer on his riding animal, meaning on his camel, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the direction that his camel was facing. And whenever he would make the sujood and the ruku', he would just indicate with his head, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would lower his head more for the sujood than he would for the ruku', sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, it has been mentioned that Ibn Umar, he himself, he used to also as well follow this sunnah, and he would do this whenever he was traveling, radiyallahu anhuma. And likewise, it has come also in some of these wordings that this was that he would pray, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the witr, that he would pray the witr while he is traveling on his riding animal. And also the clarification has come again to emphasize this issue, that he would do this except in the case of the obligatory prayer, إِلَّا الْفَرَائِضِ غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهَا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ, except that he would not pray the obligatory prayers on his riding animal while he's traveling. So there are many benefits in this narration, and we see what the people of knowledge have mentioned. And in the narration of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he says kana yusabbihu ala dhahri rahilatihi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kana yusabbihu ala dhahri rahilatihi, that he used to make the non-obligatory prayer on the back of his riding animal. Ar-rahila, this is al-markab min al-ibli, dhakaran kana aw أو أنثى. That this is a riding animal from the this is a riding animal from the camels. Whether it is male or female, they call it راحلة. الراحلة. الراحلة, what is being referred to here is a camel. And it's in reference to a male or a female camel, the one that is ready for riding, and the one that is able to carry a passenger, and likewise carry belongings and the likes like this. They would call it الراحلة. الراحلة. So Ibn Umar, he says, رضي الله عنهما, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسبح على ظهر راحلته. He used to make tasbih on the back of his راحلة. At-tasbih, what is being referred to here is not the tasbih like one would make after the prayer, subhanallah, 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 so on and so forth. But what is being referred to here from this word at-tasbih, كان يسبح صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يتنفل, meaning that he used to make it tanafful, and he would pray the non-obligatory prayer. So the word sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih, tasbihan, this means to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. And he sabbahtu, and he qultu subhanallah. And subhanallah ay unazzihu Allah Azza wa Jal an al-naqais wal-uyub. And he to glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, and to free him from every deficiency and every mistake or imperfection. This is called at-tasbih, to glorify Allah, to say subhanallah. But that means whenever one glorifies Allah like this, subhanallah, to glorify him and to believe and to declare him to be perfect, free of every defect and imperfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes this word will come like this, yusabbihu lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies him, and he glorifies him, meaning freeing him from imperfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from every defect, meaning that he is perfect in his life and his knowledge and his wisdom and his actions and all of his attributes and characteristics, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is perfect. He is perfect. Laysa kamithlihi shay' wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. But likewise, this word sabbaha, it comes in the text and in the understanding or the legislated wording or in the legislated terminology. And the people of knowledge will use this word from the sahaba to refer to making a non-obligatory prayer. And a subha or a tasbih sometimes is used to refer to making the non-obligatory prayer. And this has come in the language of the Sahaba. And there are many narrations from Aisha radiallahu anha that she would mention the non-obligatory prayer like at duha. And she would call it a subha. And she would say, "Wa inni la usabbihuha," that verily I pray this non-obligatory prayer. And it has also come here in this wording from Ibn Umar that he used the word tasbih to refer to a tanafful, to refer to praying a non-obligatory prayer. And there's other narrations when Ibn Umar, he will use this term. So it is clear that this word sometimes it means to make a non-obligatory prayer or to pray the non-obligatory prayer. التسبيح. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yusabbihu ala dhahri rahilatihi. He used to make tasbih on the back of his riding animal. On the back of his riding animal. It's important to understand the terminology of the people of knowledge and the terminology of the legislation. Somebody may read this and think that he was on the back of his riding animal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying subhanallah, 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 making tasbih like this. That's not what is intended. Rather, what is intended is that he is praying the non-obligatory prayer on the back of his riding animal. And this has also even come clearly in other narrations. Yusalli ala rahilatihi wa ala dhahri rahilatihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to clarify the intent. And he would do this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the direction that his animal is facing. Haythu kana wajhuhu, in the direction that he is facing. And in some narrations, حَيْثُ تَوَجَّهَتْ بِهِ, and he ended the direction that his riding animal was facing with him. So whatever direction he is facing, he would pray the non-obligatory prayer in this manner while he's traveling, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, in this narration, Ibn Umar, he says, يُمِئُ بِرَأْسِهِ, that he would indicate with his head, and he would point with his head, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has come also in Sunan Abi Dawood from the narration of Jabir radiallahu anhu, that he said, وَيَجْعَلُ السُّجُودَ أَخْفَضَ مِنَ الرُّكُوعِ, that he would make the sujood lower than the ruku' sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of this is any further detail and clarification of how one will pray while sitting down, and particularly on the riding animal in this manner, that if he is sitting down and he is going to make ruku, he would indicate, point, and move his head a little bit. And whenever he's going to make sujood, he would move his head more. He would lower his head a little bit for the ruku, and even more for the sujood, and even more for the sujood. So he says, "Yumi'u bi ra'sihi wa kana Ibn Umar yaf'aluhu," and likewise Ibn Umar, he used to do that. Also, from the wordings that the author mentions, he says, "Wa fi riwayatin kana yutiru 'ala ba'irihi." That he used to make the witr on his riding animal. And some in the wordings that have come in Bukhari, ala al-ba'ir, and on the riding animal. Also, in the other two wordings he mentioned, one from Muslim and one from Bukhari, that they have the same meaning, except that he would not do that in the obligatory prayer. There is an evidence here for the position of the majority of the people of knowledge with regards to the witr. And that is that the witr is not obligatory. Some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that the witr is obligatory. But this is not correct, and Allah knows best. And there are many evidences to indicate that it is highly recommended that al-witr is sunnah mu'akkada, highly emphasized and recommended, but it is not wajib. It is not wajib. From the evidences that indicate this statement here of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to pray the witr while he's on his riding animal. And likewise, he said that he used to pray on his riding animal except for the obligatory prayer. So the fact that he would not pray, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the obligatory prayer on the riding animal while he's traveling, but he did pray the witr, this is a clear evidence that the witr is not obligatory. It's not wajib. It is not wajib. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So likewise, we see that it has also come in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. This hadith is found in Sahih Bukhari with regards to the fact that he would not pray the obligatory prayer on the riding animal sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the direction that he's facing, but rather he would descend and he would get off of his animal sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would stop traveling and then he would establish the prayer, the obligatory prayer, in the manner prescribed and in the manner legislated, and from that is that he would stand and face the qibla sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it has been narrated from Jabir that he said, radiallahu anhu, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُصَلِّي عَلَى رَحِيلَتِهِ حَيْثُ تَوَجَّهَتْ فَإِذَا أَرَادَ الْفَرِيضَةَ نَزَلَ فَاسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَةَ. So Jabir, he mentioned, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to pray on his riding animal, wherever it was facing, in whatever direction it was facing. And if he had wanted, or if the Prophet wanted to pray the obligatory prayer, he would come down from the animal and he would face the Qibla. He would come down from the animal and he would face the Qibla, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So some of these narrations we see that it is mentioned that he is riding on his animal and there's no mention of traveling. In other narrations, it's mentioned directly that he would be traveling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either kana musafiran or either safara. Narrations would come like this, clarifying that he would do this while he is traveling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the majority of the scholars, jumhur ulama, they have mentioned that this ruling with regards to riding on an animal or in a vehicle, and sitting down and praying the non-obligatory prayer in whatever direction one is facing without fulfilling the condition of facing the Qibla, that this is specific to the one who is traveling. And those narrations, when this issue is mentioned and in general sense, they're understood from the other narrations that are restricted to the state of traveling. And this is the position of the majority of the scholars, that this is a ruling that is specific to traveling, and not just whenever one is in his residence, but rather whenever one is traveling. But rather whenever one is traveling. So likewise, from the benefits of this narration, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is from the ease This is from the ease in the deen. This is from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the servants, and from the yusr and the taysir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala al-ibad, and that He has facilitated for them the actions of worship and made it easy for them, and He has made this issue light. And the origin with regards to the prayer, the obligatory and the non-obligatory, is that the rulings are the same. That the rulings are the same and they should be performed the same way. And what is obligatory in the obligatory, or what is the condition in the obligatory, likewise is the condition in the non-obligatory, and they have the same exact rulings. And whatever is allowed in the non-obligatory, then it's allowed in the obligatory. This is the origin in this issue, except in the case where there is an evidence that specifies that they have a different ruling. And from that is that which has been specified, from the fact that it's permissible for the traveler to pray the non-obligatory prayer sitting down on the animal or in a vehicle in the direction that he's facing, without facing the Qibla. And this is from the takhfif and the taysir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the beauty of al-Islam, that it's easy for the servants. Likewise, in this is another benefit, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the servants to worship Him, making it easy for them and facilitating them that even while they're traveling, they should continue to worship Allah azza wa jalla, and encouraging the believers to make a lot of non-obligatory prayer, to continue to make non-obligatory prayer even while one is traveling. So we see that the obligatory prayer is only 5 times a day. And for the one who is traveling, it's not hard for him to stop, especially whenever he would combine the Dhuhr and the Asr at the time that is beneficial for him, either in the Dhuhr or in the Asr time. And likewise, he can combine the Maghrib and the Isha at either the Maghrib or the Isha time. So he would only have to, in one day, stop 2 times for prayer. So therefore, it will not harm him to stop and to take a break from his traveling. And this will not delay him and the likes like this. And it's easy for him, and it's easy for him to stop in this manner. And it's easy for him to stop in this manner. So therefore, it's legislated for him to come down and to pray the obligatory prayer in the manner that is prescribed. As for the non-obligatory prayer, then this would harm him in his travels. If he had to stop and come down from his animal or from his vehicle and pull over every time he wanted to pray the non-obligatory prayer, if he wanted to pray the duha, or if he wanted to pray the witr, and the likes like this, and or other non-obligatory prayers while he's riding, or while he's traveling, then this could pose a hardship or difficulty for him, and it could also delay him and harm him in his travels. So therefore, the ease has come in this situation with regards to the non-obligatory prayer, and the believer, he is allowed to perform that in his vehicle or riding animal in the direction that he is facing. And this is from the beauty and from the ease of al-Islam. So here in the narration, one of the narrators, they mention, وَكَانَ إِبْنُ عُمَرْ يَفْعَلُهُ. And likewise, Ibn Umar, he used to do that. Likewise, Ibn Umar, he used to do that. And he would pray in the same way. And an example of this has come in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Yani the hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. And it's from the narration of Sa'id ibn Yasar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the Tabi'een. He says, كُنْتُ أَسِيرُ مَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا بِطَرِيقِ مَكَّةِ. He said, I was traveling and riding along with Abdullah ibn Umar, and he alongside him, on a travel in the path to Mecca, on the path to Mecca. فَقَالَ سَعِيدٌ. Sa'id, he says, فَلَمَّا خَشِيتُ الصُّبْحَ نَزَلْتُ فَأَوْتَرْتُ ثُمَّ لَحِكْتُهُ. So whenever, and either traveling at nighttime, he said, whenever I was afraid that the Fajr was going to come, I stopped riding, I stopped my animal, and I came down, and I made the witr, and then I caught up with him. And then I caught up with him. And they're traveling, each one on their riding animal. And Sa'id, he's afraid that the time is going to come for the Fajr, and he's not going to be able to pray the night prayer. So we see this shows the diligence of the Salaf, even when they're traveling, to perform the night prayer, the witr. And this is also from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the diligence of the Salaf to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in difficulties like this while one is traveling. So he's afraid that the Fajr is about to come, so he stops his animal and he gets down. He stops his animal, he gets down, he makes the witr, he gets back on, he catches up with Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he says to him, Aina kunta? He said, where did you go? Where did you go? He says, Sa'id ibn Yasar, rahimahullah, he says to him, Khashitu subha fanazaltu fa'awtartu. He said, I was afraid that the morning prayer, the fajr was going to come, so I got down and I made the witr. Faqala Abdullah, he says, radiyallahu anhu, alaysa laka fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana? Don't you have the best role model and the messenger of Allah? And shouldn't you follow him? Don't you want to follow him? And do you, is not the best role model for you and the best example for you to follow the messenger of Allah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaysa laka fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana? Faqultu ani Sa'id ibn Yasar, rahimahullah, he says, bala wallahi. But Allah, of course, I swear by Allah, he is the best role model for me. Naam. So he says, Abdullah, he says, radiyallahu anhu, qala fa inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yutiru ala al-bayir. Verily, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make the witr on his camel while he's traveling. So we see the Salaf, they were diligent to follow the Sunnah. And they were diligent to follow the Sunnah in all aspects. Whenever the sunnah requires for action, they would act in that manner. But sometimes, likewise, the sunnah will come with ease. And the sunnah will come with, sometimes to leave the actions is the sunnah. For example, we have seen previously that leaving the rawatib during traveling is the sunnah. So one will leave the rawatib, but he will not leave the fajr, and he will not leave the witr. And as for al-nawafil al-mutlaqa, then he can pray them as he likes. But as for al-rawatib that are connected to the obligatory prayer, then the sunnah is to leave them. In any case, the salaf, they were diligent to follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should be diligent to follow the salaf in that. And if the way they followed the messenger, we should be diligent like them. And they are our role models in following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their way is the pleasing way and the successful way. May Allah give us success to be upon their way, inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. There is an issue that the people of knowledge, they mention with regards to making the non-obligatory prayer in a vehicle or on the riding animal while traveling. And that is, should one face the Qibla in the beginning of the prayer and then face the direction wherever he likes, or one just begins in any direction that he's facing and doesn't even think about facing the Qibla at all? And the people of knowledge, they have differed about this. And it has come in Sunan Abi Dawood from the Hadith of Anas, radiyallahu عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا سافر فأراد أن يتطوع استقبل بناقته القبلة. That he would face with his camel in the direction of the Qibla. In the direction of the Qibla. فكبر ثم صلى حيث وجهت ثم صلى حيث وجهه ركابه. That he would face the Qibla in the beginning and make takbir, and then after that he would pray in the direction that his animal is facing. So some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is better and more virtuous, and from them Shaykh Ibn Baz, and likewise from them Shaykhuna Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Hafidhullah Ta'ala, that what is most virtuous is that one will, if he's riding, he will turn and face the Qibla to make takbir, and then after that he will face the direction that he is going. But Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, and other than them from the ulama, they mentioned that although this is most virtuous, even if one were to leave off facing the Qibla entirely and to make the takbir in the direction that he's facing, regardless if it's to the Qibla or not, that it is okay, and the salat is correct, any of the non-obligatory salat for the one who's traveling while he's riding on or in a vehicle. But he's riding in a vehicle. And we suffice with that this evening. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.